Sexual immorality is one of the most powerful tools used by the Kingdom of Darkness to dominate the realm of men. No other sin on earth has been known to bring down more people than immorality itself. By immorality, I mean any form of sexual activity outside of marriage. In fact, every time the Bible gives a list of sins, immorality always finds itself among the top tier after idolatry. It is a sin far more dangerous than you think. This particular sin was one of the greatest sins that caused the most deaths in the Bible. One such example is the story of the Israelites and the prophet Balaam found in the book of Numbers. Initially, Balaam the prophet was unable to curse the Israelites because they were blessed by God. However, as the story progressed, Balaam advised the Moabite king, who was known as Balak, on how to lead the Israelites into sin and destruction. This advice involved encouraging the Israelites to engage in sexual immorality with Moabite women. Balaam knew that although he could not curse the children of Israel, the best way to destroy them would have been to make them commit acts of immorality. This way, God himself will be the one to destroy them. And this is exactly what happened. As soon as the Israelites began to engage in sexual immorality, God's anger was kindled against them, resulting in a deadly plague that killed thousands of them. Not hundreds, but thousands. But what really makes this sin terrible is what takes place behind the scenes that most people don't talk about. You see, sex was created by God for marriage. It is meant to unite two people, body, soul, and spirit. Outside of marriage, sex becomes perverted. The first time the devil perverted this union was in the book of Genesis chapter 6, where the fallen angels slept with the daughters of men. This was never meant to happen. The enemy takes what is holy and corrupts it for his purposes. Every time God puts a boundary on something, the devil seeks to take humans beyond that boundary. When God says a man is only supposed to have relations with his wife, Satan perverts it to make it occur between the unmarried. When God tells humans to wait until they get married, Satan tells them that waiting is too long. When God tells them to keep themselves pure and avoid lust, Satan tells them to turn to pornography in the meantime. This is because Satan understands what goes on behind the scenes every time you commit this sin. And I will tell you what happens. Whenever you engage in immoral acts, you open up dangerous doorways for demonic spirits to penetrate your life. And the mystery you have to understand is that sex itself is 90% more spiritual than it is physical. Even though it's two physical people coming together, what is really happening is that their souls are being bonded together. When it occurs within the boundaries of marriage, God blesses that union and makes it fruitful. But when it occurs outside of marriage, there are three parties involved: the man, the woman, and the devil. This combination of these three parties creates an unhealthy union that takes out virtue, blessings, and strength from each of the parties. Whenever you sleep with someone, think of it as gluing two pieces of wood together. When you pull them apart, parts and pieces of each wood will be left on each other. This is also what takes place behind the scenes. When you keep sleeping around, your soul gets fragmented. It gets attached to every single person you've slept with. You take pieces of each person you've slept with. Over time, you discover that you start having multiple mixed personalities because a covenant has been formed. Breaking up doesn't automatically wipe this off because it's a spiritual covenant. This is why many people struggle to keep their marriage many years down the line, because they had attached themselves to too many people, and so part of their fragmented souls have been distributed all over. As a result of this, they can't really be themselves many years down the line. The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16, "Do you not know that he who unites himself with a harlot is one with her in body? For it is said, the two will become one flesh." This verse emphasizes the profound physical and spiritual union that occurs when a person engages in sexual immorality, highlighting the seriousness of such actions in the eyes of God. So even though you might think you've slept with just a few people, the spirit realm interprets this differently. It sees it as though you've been married to all those people in the spirit. This, in essence, means that when a man and a woman commit immorality, each person shares both their blessings and their curses together. This is because you have essentially become one. This means if you were someone who kept yourself completely pure and you engaged in immorality with someone who had all sorts of curses in their life, you too will inherit that person's curses. It's a harsh truth. This is why there are many people around the world who were once very happy and active, and everything went well for them. But from the moment they slept with someone, they became someone else entirely, dealing with depression, anxiety, and all sorts of challenges. Why? it's because a spiritual transaction took place. This doesn't only happen when you sleep with someone, it also happens when you watch pornography. You might think you are alone, but no. You are actually engaging with the spirits behind the scenes. Let me explain. Demons do not have a physical body as humans do. However, the only way they satisfy their lust is by manipulating an individual to engage in secret sin such as pornography or masturbation. And the truth of the matter is that these demons work in groups. For example, let's say a member of the opposite sex passes by. From the moment you set your eyes on them and your mind begins to dwell on them, the spirit of lust will begin to sow lustful ideas into your mind through immoral thoughts. Then the spirit of lust might go and bring along with it the spirit of suggestion and suppression. The spirit of suggestion will then begin to suggest different ways and ideas through which you can exercise your lust. It might start suggesting ideas such as meeting that person in private or making advances towards them. Once you've bought into it, the spirit of suppression will put you under pressure to act upon those impulses. This is why sometimes a victim might be fine, but then suddenly feel under pressure to go and sin. That pressure doesn't come from them. It comes from those forces that are pressurizing you to sin. At the same time, the devil will set up the perfect scenario where just you and that person you had lusted after will be together. He knows exactly what he is doing. He wants to give you all the resources you need to commit that sin. Once you and that person have committed that act, their mission has been accomplished. But if the person is not there physically, then the devil will begin enticing you to watch filthy movies as a replacement to fulfill those lustful desires. The Bible warns us to flee all manners of sexual sins because our bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit. Once an individual succumbs to these temptations and commits them, they have fallen. These spirits then become empowered through that sin. Remember what I said. Demons do not have a physical body, but they do have appetites and desires. So the only way for them to satisfy their lustful desires is through your body. The biggest problem is that because they are spirits, they can never get satisfied. So they can use your body over and over to satisfy their lustful desires, but they will never have enough. This is why the victim in turn becomes addicted beyond their control. Even when they wish to stop, they just can't do it by their own strength. They can literally finish praying, and the next minute they go back and commit the exact same sin again and again. Because there is another force behind that addiction. This is why after every immoral act most people feel guilty. The guilt they feel is because they have come back to their real senses at that time, which before was subdued by these wicked forces. At the end of committing the act, these spirits leave their victims with guilt, depression, and feeling down and lowly. So always know that every time you commit sexual immorality, you are also feeding and empowering them whilst forming a covenant with them. The enemy's aim is always to steal, kill, and destroy. And sexual sin provides an extremely effective weapon to cripple our lives and callings. The key to victory is closing off these doors permanently through confession, renunciation, and walking in holiness by the power of the Holy Spirit. For some people, deliverance may be needed to evict the parasitic spirits that have been attached through sexual sin. But with God, restoration is possible. First, cry out to Jesus and repent. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal any areas of sexual bondage. Second, soak in scripture and allow the word to renew your mind. Third, eliminate any triggers that lead to lust. Be ruthless about what you watch and listen to. Guard your eyes and heart. Fourth, pursue accountability. Bring your struggles into the light with another believer. The enemy thrives in secrecy. Fifth, worship regularly. When your heart is full of God's presence, there is no room for the demonic. And lastly, pray prayers of protection over yourself daily. Ask God to shield you from the attacks of the enemy. Plead the blood of Jesus over your mind. The forces of darkness have painted immorality as fun, harmless, and exciting. But the truth is, it leads to pain, brokenness, and spiritual oppression. Choose today to walk in God's ways. Pursue purity. Thank you for watching. If you love our videos, please feel free to subscribe to our YouTube channel.